Hey there, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here, and today I wanted to talk to you about why I think overlanding and prepping, if you're familiar with the term, are similar and kind of go hand in hand. So if you don't know what prepping is, I'm going to explain that in this episode. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. It's not, if you do know what it is and you think it's just people talking about like nukes dropping and stuff, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just being prepared in general for different situations. And I'm going to talk a little bit about how that is going to influence some of the gear that I'm going to be picking up in the future and what I'm going to be making with my gear pickups. So if you want to hear more about overlanding and prepping and why they're so similar and how they kind of go hand in hand, stay tuned.
Sandstorm, I fought it.
All right, so as I mentioned in the intro, today I'm talking about prepping and overlanding. So let's just start with definitions, right? So overlanding, in my opinion, and there are a ton of definitions out there, but essentially it's just as simple as vehicle-dependent travel. Now, there are a lot of people that argue if you're not crossing international borders, if you are not traveling for months or weeks or years, then that's not overlanding. Technically, they're kind of right. I think that that's true. But I think that being dependent on your vehicle is kind of the common denominator. Here in America, we don't have that many options, right? There aren't that many places to cross borders. I can go to Canada or I can go to Mexico, and that's about it. And those places are really far from me in the Midwest, so I can't really cross borders. But again, to me, the crossing of borders doesn't necessarily make a trip an overlanding trip. It's being dependent on your vehicle. For example, I went to Wyoming in July of last year, and I was gone for 2 weeks, and I basically lived out of my vehicle. We were off-grid, off-road, exploring the backcountry discovery route through Wyoming. So we were very remote, and we were on our own out there in the middle of nowhere, which was a lot of fun. But again, you can have an overlanding rig that you drive daily and you take camping sometimes, and that's fine. Basically, the idea of having an overlanding rig is that you are prepared to go camping and be self-sufficient at a moment's notice, right? So I have a rooftop tent on my vehicle, so I have some place to sleep. I keep a fridge in my vehicle, so I can kick on power and I can use solar to recharge that. And even if I'm off the grid, I can keep that running for days and weeks even to keep food cold or to keep drinks cold, that kind of thing. I've got portable water purification systems that I can take with me on a trip, and I can drop it into a creek and I can pump water out of there and filter it, and then I can have clean drinking water and water to do dishes and things like that. I've got food supplies that I bring with me, basically freeze-dried meals and stuff when you go overlanding. And so, you know, there are a lot of things about overlanding that kind of tie into prepping. So now let's talk about what is prepping. So again, first thought, when I talked to my wife about it and I told her how excited I was getting about prepping stuff and all these videos on YouTube that I was watching about prepping, she was like, "Oh my God, what are you doing? Like, this isn't Leave the World Behind. We're going to be okay." And she may be right, right? And I'm not paranoid. I'm not super worried about that happening. But it is kind of interesting when you do more and more research on this stuff, how if the grid would go down or if we experience a number of cyber attacks or things like that, like the difference between the life that we have now and like crazy town is like only like a week or two away, right? Like when all the supply chains fail, when everything fails, you kind of have to be ready to be a little self-sufficient, at least to make it for a few weeks before everybody goes crazy and everything has just gone off the shelves. So prepping is basically just being prepared, right? And again, you hear this a lot in the instances of like nuclear apocalypse or, you know, that kind of thing. Again, that's not what I'm necessarily preparing for. What I'm more preparing for is, you know, the things that can actually happen to overlanders. So when you get out in the middle of nowhere, even with all the stuff that I've got on my truck, it's all intended to be carried by my truck. And what I mean by that is, you know, I have a big refrigerator that has food in it. But if I get stuck or I break down somewhere, I can't take my fridge with me. I'm not going to carry my fridge. I have a backpack usually that I'll bring with me, but I would have to tear it all apart, take everything out, repack it, put in the stuff that I need. You know, I have first aid kits in my vehicle mounted to a MOLLE panel behind my driver's seat, but I don't have something that I can quickly grab in the event of, again, breaking down, getting stuck, and have something that, you know, a lot of preppers call a get out bag. So like a get out, get away from the situation that you're in and get somewhere else, or get home bag, get, you know, out of your stuck vehicle and make your way back home. I don't have anything like that in my current setup. So the more that I watch this prepping stuff, again, the prepping is basically just being prepared for things that could potentially happen, right? So in the more that I watch these videos, the more that I'm thinking like, wow, this is really interesting, because like I have a number of first aid kits. I have a number of, freeze-dried meals and emergency rations and water purification devices and things like that. I have solar, I have portable solar, and then I have mounted solar. I have, you know, a number of panels at my home that were on one vehicle at one time or another, but if I had to throw them outside and hook them up to something to charge my electronics, I could do that. So again, I just wanted to touch a little bit. Now that we've talked about what overlanding is and what prepping is, you can kind of see that overlanding is being prepared for almost any eventuality in your vehicle and being able to go. A lot of preppers may call that a bug out vehicle. Again, we're just overlanders. I'm not necessarily prepared to like go to a bunker or live for months or weeks or years at a time somewhere else. But I do have a little bit more preparation than a lot of people. Like at least I could get out of the city and go to the countryside or go to a national forest or something and throw up a tent and have some sort of way to cook food and things like that. And so then again, that lends itself to prepping. So where I'm kind of going with this is, you know, a lot of that gear for overlanding crosses over. So first aid kits, water purification, solar. Again, if it's portable, you can't have big, huge panels or anything like that. Although you could if you have a place to go to. If something were to happen, if there were to be some sort of an attack, but you had some property out in the middle of nowhere, again, having that stuff on your vehicle is pretty nice to be able to go out there and generate electricity from the sun and be able to keep a refrigerator running or be able to recharge your electronics to keep radios alive, to keep, you know, GMRS handheld radios alive so you can communicate with people. You know, there's just a number of things that kind of intertwine between those two. So where I'm kind of going with this is I think because of the similarities, I'm probably on this channel going to be doing some more things around prepping stuff, which again, I think will lend themselves very well to overlanders and just kind of thinking about the why, which I've talked about this in a few episodes that I've done before of the podcast, where like instead of just seeing the newest, coolest piece of gear out there and saying, I need that, I want that, I want to go get this piece of gear because it's cool, because all of my Toyota friends run it or all my Nissan friends run it or whatever. Instead of thinking that way, what I generally encourage people to do is think about, why do you want it? Why do you need it? Is it really a need? Is it a priority? You know, think about all of your needs and then try and prioritize what makes the most sense based on your budget, what makes the most sense based on, you know, your needs. So let me give you an example. So I have a bunch of solar. So that's cool. I can keep stuff charged up. If I have to stay in my house for 2 weeks and the power goes down, I definitely have enough solar panels that I could keep multiple power banks charged up. No problems. Even on cloudy days, I would generate enough electricity that I could keep a couple of power banks charged up. And then I could use those power banks with built-in inverters to charge phones, to run small electronics if I needed to, can openers and things like that. Although I've got manual can openers that I can use too because of overlanding. So, you know, there is a lot of overlap. And then in prepping, right, it's kind of almost like a combination of backpacking and overlanding, where you want to have stuff that's light enough that you can carry. It has to be portable. It has to be small. It has to be well organized so you can find the stuff that you need. But again, you can go back. Like, that's what I've been doing. As I've been getting further and further down the rabbit hole of prepping, I've just been looking at, like, my storage bins in the basement full of stuff. And I've been able to find, like, extra flashlights that I had, rechargeable ones and battery-powered ones. So again, you can be prepared if you can't recharge stuff, you got batteries, you can keep lights going that way. I've been looking through like old cooking stuff and taking some of the crappier, cheaper stuff that I wouldn't take with me on overlanding trips anymore because I want nicer, fancier stuff to cook fancier meals. But in the instance of like, maybe I'm out for a day or two, maybe I get stuck in the middle of the woods, you know, 8 or 10 miles from civilization, I have to hike out and it takes me a day or two to do that. I might have like a small little backpacking cooking kit that, again, wouldn't necessarily lend itself to overlanding that I used to use, that I kind of replaced with better gear. But now for this kind of thing, it makes sense and it's a good use of that gear for something like just a, let's, you know, 2 or 3 days, make it back home. Same goes for first aid. You know, if you're cleaning out your first aid stuff, if you've got multiples, because a lot of us tend to be hoarders a little bit if you're an overlander. Same, I think, for preppers. They tend to get a lot of gear and a lot of duplication in their gear. We can use that stuff and make better use of it by putting together a get-home bag or a bug-out bag, whatever you want to call it, depending on your usage. So I will be probably doing in the future here like a get-home bag build, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Again, I've been doing a ton of research on it. I've been accumulating gear and repurposing old gear and things like that. So I will probably talk through that at some point in the future. So if you're into prepping stuff, post up in the comments below if you're on YouTube. I'd love to hear from you guys. Recommendations on YouTube channels that have good content. I like Marine X right now. Of course, you know, Last Line of Defense has a ton of stuff about that kind of thing too. But so any recommendations that you guys have, I'd love to hear from you. If you're listening on the podcast, jump over to Facebook or Instagram, wherever else you interact with me, and let me know any recommendations that you've got. Shoot me an email at allthingsoverlanding@gmail.com. But I'd love to hear from you guys if you're into prepping and if this is exciting for you. Like, where should I go? Where should I learn stuff? How can I learn more about this? Because I am consuming it at a rapid rate right now, and I'm super excited about it. And I hope that you guys are too, because again, I think that, you know, take the craziness out of it, right? Like, take the we hope that nothing will ever happen kind of thing out of it. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all. I don't necessarily think that something's going to happen, like leave the world behind or anything like that tomorrow. But again, there could be an accident. You know, recently there was that ship in Baltimore that crashed into a bridge. And while that was very clearly an accident, it's going to impact trade. It's going to impact supply and demand. It's going to impact prices on things. It's going to have an impact, right? When accidents like that happen or things like that happen, it can cause problems that cause real world impacts on the rest of us. And then we have to deal with those impacts, right? So again, will a Get Home Bag help you with supply chain being, you know, slowed down because of a boat crash? No, it won't. And we all know that. But again, having some extra supplies, just being a little more prepared, is not a bad thing. As a matter of fact, I would argue it's a very good thing just to be prepared. The worst thing that happens is you spend a little bit of money on some stuff to be prepared and you never have to use it, right? So again, that's kind of where my head goes. That's kind of my thoughts on this. But again, if you're on YouTube, post up in the comments below. Let me know your thoughts. Am I crazy? You know, what channel should I check out if you guys are into this stuff? Would you like to see more on prepping type stuff? Because it fascinates me and it's so cool. And it seems like a very useful thing. Like I've been stuck in my vehicle before. Recently, in a place where I did not expect to get stuck. And luckily I was with a couple friends, and after about 2-3 hours, we got me out. But imagine if I'd been by myself, again, not expecting to get stuck at all. If I'd gotten stuck in that hole by myself, and I was maybe 8, 10, 12 miles from the nearest civilization, even though I'm an overlander and even though I have some gear, I could probably stay at my truck for a little while and like eat my food that I've got and cook stuff and sleep in my tent. But like, how am I getting out of there? I'm going to have to hope that someone drives by. And if after a day or something they don't, I'm running out of food and water, like having a bag that can get me out of there. If I got hurt somehow in the process of getting stuck or something, if I got, you know, was trying to fix it and I got stuck under the truck or something and I cut myself or whatever, you know, you never know when something's going to happen that you need a first aid kit. Having that kind of stuff that you can throw on your back and hike it out is important. So anyways, that's kind of my thought. That is not something that's going to take over the channel by any means, but there will definitely be some content about it because I think it kind of ties into this whole overlanding, being prepared, being reliant on your vehicle, being reliant on yourself kind of thing. But again, I want to hear from you guys. So let me know what you think. If you're not already subscribed to the channel on YouTube, make sure to click that subscribe button. Click the bell to be notified when new videos drop. I do one like this every week, and then I do one or two other videos every week about gear, you know, stuff like that, prepping gear / overlanding gear. It's all interrelated. If you're on the podcast, leave a 5-star review if you enjoyed it. Down in the description below will be links to all my other social channels. So again, wherever you want to hang out, I'd love to have you on the other channels. There's also a link to my website where I've got funny camping, overlanding themed patches and stickers. So if you're into any of that stuff, I'd love for you to check those out. Then there's also a join button below this video if you're watching on YouTube. That's just a sort of passive way to support the channel. You get early access to videos and things like that. So if you want to check that out, definitely check that out. And then last but not least, there's a link to my Patreon page where we've got a 24/7 Discord. We chat all the time about our rigs and our cars and whatever gear and stuff like that. We have a once a month call, like a Zoom call. And then we're also doing a couple trips every year now. So that's going to be a ton of fun. And then there's the Newbie Overlanders Facebook group, totally free to join. And we'd love to have you there. Great for newer folks or experienced folks that are just tired of the big groups. So again, if you're looking for some place to hang out with like-minded people, that may be a good place to start. But again, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.